Hey everybody, happy Friday. Obviously, I'm not Jeff Huff, for those of you that are listening in today, hoping to hear him. My name is Christy Lowe. I'm the missions director at LifePoint, and I'm excited to have the opportunity today to talk to you a little bit about what God has been teaching me as of recently, but I'm going to be very upfront and also saying that I'm still in the process of wrestling and being challenged myself about what I'm going to share, because today I want to talk about the idea of hope. Now, when I say hope, I wonder what reactions stir in your soul. For some of us, it's likely to be a very positive reaction, a sense of excitement and joy in the hope of what's to come and possibilities that are yet unseen. But the reality for many of us, I think, if we're honest, is that the very idea of hope or hoping stirs within us a sense of dread and pain and disappointment, because the very act of hoping is an invitation for us to long deeply for something that is not yet. Some of us might even say that hope is cruel. It prolongs the torment of these needs within us and the pain that ensues when they're not met. In Job 6, Job speaks to this. He's responding to great loss and immense pain. And within his cry, he says, "What strength do I have that I should still hope?" I wonder how many of us feel the same way today. If we look forward to the New Testament, Paul writes extensively about hope in his letter to the Romans. In chapter 8, we see a beautiful passage where essentially he defines hope as groaning inwardly while waiting expectantly. You see, hope requires of us that we bring the deepest longings and desires within us to God, but that's not where it ends, because it also requires us to expect God to meet those longings. Hope also invites us to wrestle with how God can be a good father if and when those longings continue to go or to feel unmet in this part of our journey. And if we're not on guard, there is a very real and present danger that is hiding and lurking in this place. Because there's a war being waged for your heart and for your mind. And the accusation that what has always been will always be, it will assault you at every turn. And over time, as the enemy seeks to kill and to steal and to destroy your hope, with each disappointment that occurs, we will slowly deaden our desire as we have come to believe that it itself is our enemy. Our hearts will grow cynical and they grow hard. Statements like, "It's not going to happen," "That will never work," "It would be foolish to continue to hope for this." They go on and on, and we will work hard to justify them because we are just being realistic. Adam Young is a counselor whose teaching on hope has very much so influenced my own wrestling through this and this Drivecast. He points out that in our effort to be realistic, the real tragedy is that we often lose sight of the resurrection. Because there is nothing more, quote, unrealistic than the resurrection. You see, it's in the resurrection of Jesus Christ that our greatest hope is found. Those longings within you, not just the things that you think you want, but the actual deep desires of your heart that are desperately groaning, longing to be truly known, to be loved, to have your heart pursued, to awaken to your significance and your purpose, to find healing and wholeness. Those longings were placed in you by God to be fulfilled by Him. And it's through the power of the resurrection for those of us that have been made alive in Christ that we are reconciled and we have been reunited with the true source of fulfillment for our every need. So I want to end today just praying for you, for the one that maybe has lost hope, who has deadened the desire within you, because it's easier to deaden the desire than to continue living in hope for it. Take heart. Wait on the Lord. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that where we have deadened the longings you placed within us that were meant to lead us to you, Lord, that you would awaken those, Lord, and that you would reignite a hope in us. Ultimately, that hope that longs for a world the way that you created it to be, the world that is to come, Lord. Hear our cries and remind us of who you are, how much you love us, and that we can be strong, take heart, and wait on you. Amen. Have a great weekend, guys.